expectation for Carol Blumenschein, Blumenschein, May 854. Address as a letter to Dr. Horsley, H-O-R-S-L-E-Y, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Horsley, consultation Mrs. Blumenschein, abnormal kidney function. Has edema lower extremities, does not do a salt restriction, gained 10 pounds in that period of time, question cellulitis, went to urgent care at Claire, C-L-A-R-E, given Bactrin, a change of kidney function, presently, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without any cloudiness or blood, question decreased volume, also treated for urinary tract infection in the recent past. She's been having recurrent episodes of that over the last couple of years. Denies gross hematuria, but apparently positive on dipstick. She also has a chronic back pain, but no anti-inflammatory, and does take an anti-inflammatory agent, ibuprofen. He's been taking 600 milligrams over the counter three times a day in a daily basis for many years. Has also restless legs, decreased hearing, does not wear hearing aids. Recent problems of sounds like shingles affecting the left side of her face, including the inside of the mouth, lip, and cheek. No compromise of the strength of the muscles of the face or changes on hearing. Did not affect the ear canal. No dysphagia or dysphagia. Denies skin rash, bruises, or headaches. Denied chest pain palpitation, denied syncope, does have dyspnea, but no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no purulent arterial hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past medical history, coronary artery disease, heart attack, prior stenting, this is many years back, follows cardiology Dr. Felten, F-E-L-T-E-N, and clinically stable. She is not aware of atrial fibrillation pacemaker, or congestive heart failure or other heart abnormalities. Recalls as a young person, 6-7 years old, spending the summer in bed, question rheumatoid factor, however, no other family members were affected. Denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TIH or stroke. Prior episode of pneumonia and sepsis like a year ago, was not on the vent. No liver disease, apparently no blood transfusion. Next paragraph, surgeries including right-sided parotid gland 2 years ago, benign. Dr. Chonchai, C-H-O-N-C-H-A-I, coronary artery stent, assist on her back. Surgery done by Dr. Adams, A-D-A-M-S. Cancer on the left eyelid, tonsils, bilateral breast biopsy, benign, gallbladder, colonoscopies, there is polyps but apparently not removed. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin, amoxicillin, does not tolerate statins. Next paragraph, she's been a smoker since age 12, 3 packs per day, discontinued 2006 at the time of the heart attack. Social drinker, discontinued in 2006. Next paragraph, denies chronic, history of chronic kidney disease on a sister, apparently from diabetes, was not on hemo. She does not have any kids. Next paragraph, medication review include Flexeril, Fenofibrate, Nurantin. HCTC discontinued a few weeks ago because of the change of kidney function. Remains on lisinopril, still taking ibuprofen, metformin, metoprolol, Prevacid for esophageal reflux, tramadol 3 times a day, Zetia. Norvasc replaced HCTC 2 weeks ago, aspirin, calcium, vitamins for glaucoma, recent exposure to Bactrin, and maybe another antibiotics, doesn't recall the name. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 161, 66 inches tall, blood pressure 150 over 68 on the right, 150 over 70 on the left. Decreased hearing, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, bilateral cataracts, normal eye movements, question right-sided facial asymmetry, question if this is related to prior parotid surgery on the right-sided, upper and lower dentures, no mucosal abnormalities, normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, lungs cardiovascular normal, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no palpable libre spleen, no gross edema. There is some vitiligo areas on the neck, bilateral. There are some, all the fingernails whitening, no focal deficit, except for question right-sided facial asymmetry. Next paragraph. Recent chemistries, minor increase of white blood cell, anemia 13.5, normal platelet count, recent calcium elevated 11.9, creatinine 1.85, low sodium, normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 21, normal glucose, back in September, Klebsiella in the urine, at that time 3+ of protein, many white blood cells, 2+ of blood, prior albumin creatinine ratio less than 30 milligrams per gram. Back in July, creatinine 1.5. A1C 5. Another UTI E. coli. After HCTC discontinued, this is from October 8, creatinine 1.22. The sodium, potassium, acid base back to normal, glucose normal, calcium normal. A kidney ultrasound, 11.8 right, 11.2 left. No obstruction, no stone or masses. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury, probably the effect of medications. Recent exposure to Bactrin, has been taking ibuprofen daily for the long time, on ACE inhibitors and recently discontinued HCTC. Chemistries are improving and there is no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy pericarditis. Advice to discontinue ibuprofen altogether. Diabetes appears to be well controlled and no evidence of diabetic nephropathy. If anything, probably she can decrease further the metformin. Next number, recurrent urinary tract infection with normal kidney ultrasound without obstruction. Bladder reported normal. Next number, hypercalcemia, likely related to HCTC. In the face of renal failure, from other medications already resolved, not persistent. Next number, history of coronary artery disease, clinically stable. Next number, parotid disease. I'm not aware of the final pathology. Right-sided question, some degree of facial paralysis. Next number, abnormal urine analysis. Although that was at the time of infection in the urine, we are going to update it to see if there is persistent abnormalities. Otherwise, all issues discussed with the patient. Follow up depending on results. End of dictation.